My friends Don and Catherine Franklin sent along this story. Jack took a look, a long look at his speedometer before slowing down. He was doing 73 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. And yeah, there was a red light flashing in the back. The cop was stepping out of his car. And it was Bob! Bob from the church! This was bad. A cop catching a guy from his own church? Jumping out of the car, he approached the man he saw every Sunday. And a man he'd never seen in uniform. Hi, Bob! Hello, Jack. No smile. Well, I guess you caught me red-handed in a rush to see my wife and kids. Yeah, I guess I did. Bob seemed uncertain. That was good, he thought. Well, what did you clock me at? 70. Now, wait a minute here, Bob. I checked just as soon as I saw you. I was barely nudging 65. You know, the lie seems to come quicker and easier with every ticket. The minutes ticked by, Bob scribbling away on his pad. Why hadn't he asked to see my driver's license? Whatever the reason, it'd be a month of Sundays before Jack ever sat near this cop again. A tap on the door. There was Bob, a folded paper in his hand. Thanks. Jack could not quite keep the sneer out of his voice. Jack unfolded the sheet of paper. He wondered, just how much is this one going to cost? Now, wait a minute. What was this? Some kind of joke? It wasn't a ticket. He read the note. Dear Jack, once upon a time I had a daughter. She was 6 when she was killed by a car, and you guessed it, she was killed by a speeding driver. A fine and 3 months in jail, and the man was set free. Free to hug his daughters, all 3 of them. I had only one, and I'm going to have to wait until heaven before I can ever hug her again. 1,000 times I've tried to forgive that man. 1,000 times I thought I had, and maybe I did, but I need to do it again, even now. Jack, pray for me and be careful. My son is all I have left. And it was signed, Bob. When Jack got home, he hugged a surprised wife and the kids. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.